At the beginning of January, Governor Snyder signed a new law that will raise speed limits to 75 miles an hour. Jeff Cranson is the director of communication for the Michigan Department of Transportation and says, if you like to go fast, don't get too excited. It's only for certain stretches of Michigan highways.
600 miles of freeways would be recommended for speeds of 75, and 900 miles of non-freeways would be recommended to go to, 60 or 65, depending on what the studies show. So by non-freeways, obviously, we mean two-lane state routes, what you think of as M routes. And both of those would be mostly in rural areas where traffic volumes would suggest that it would be safe to do that. It's safe to say that the state police and MDOT engineers who are working on this jointly already have some ideas of what could be good candidates, just, based on previous studies and what they know anecdotally, and those are largely in the north, north of US 10. Obviously, I-75 going from north of Saginaw to the bridge would be a candidate and would get careful study. Same with US 131, the freeway portion of that from northern Kent County up to north of Manton, where it turns back into two lanes, will be a candidate. I-69, perhaps, between Lansing and Flint, actually probably all the way to Port Huron, would certainly be studied and would seem a candidate.
Cranson says it isn't as easy as putting a new sign in the ground. Safety studies are being done which examine capacity, traffic volumes, and engineering. The 85th percentile is something people hear about, but Cranson says that phrase is often misunderstood.
People think that 85% of the traffic goes that speed, and that's why we call it the 85th percentile, when in fact what it means is that's the speed that 85% of drivers do not exceed. So many are going, slower than that. That's something that will be a factor. It's not the sole factor. So you're not going to go out and just say 85%. The 85th percentile now suggests that 75 is the speed, so we're just going to change it. But that's certainly an important part of the criteria.
Well, I know that conversations that I've had with colleagues and friends and family, when we're talking about this and we do say, okay, so the speed limit is going up to 75, you're automatically going to go 85 or even 90.
Yeah, and that's why the 85th percentile is used as a factor in driver behavior. There are a lot of people and some studies that support this, how everything is arguable on both sides, but there are people that are going to say that if the 85th percentile now on that stretch of road is, say, 77 miles per hour, people will self-regulate and continue to drive that because that's what they feel is safest. It's a bit of a myth to say that just because the speed limit goes up 10, that people that already drive 10 miles per hour will drive, another 10 miles per hour over. But, we don't know. Every road could be different, and people could decide to do that. Certainly there are some people that will do that will automatically decide to just set their cruise control at whatever they think, 7 or 8 miles higher than what the speed limit is. The adherence to the 85th percentile, to that science, would tell you that's not what will happen, that people tend to kind of figure out, an even flow that they think is safe and that traffic kind of self-regulates.
While the traffic fatality numbers for 2016 were the highest they had been since 2007, Cranson does not believe the increased speed limit will raise fatalities on the selected stretches of roads.
Speed is definitely a factor in crashes. I mean, let's face it, those are the safest roads to drive on. We have the fewest conflict points, the fewest decisions to make. Basically, you get on a ramp or you get off a ramp. Unfortunately, when there is a crash, those tend to be the most horrendous because of the speeds. We've done so much in the last, basically since the advent of freeways, since the interstate system in the 50s, to make them safe.
So when may we see the increased speed limit?
The director has put the message out that he really wants some hard recommendations and some changes in places as soon as Memorial Day. And so that's what both departments are working toward.
According to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, Texas has the highest speed limit, clocking in at 85 miles an hour. But among the Great Lakes states, Michigan will be the highest with a speed limit over 70. For WKAR, I'm Brooke Allen.